Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hey guys, I'm very excited for another episode show about science. This is your host, Nate. Today I have Hubang Gawadia on my show. This is going to be like one of the best episodes ever. She is from the Domestic Nuclear Detection Office. And today's episode is all about radiation. This is going to be a zapping episode.
Hello, this is Hubang.
Hello.
Hello, is this Nate?
Yes.
Hey, you. How are you?
I'm good. So please, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, Nate, I am the director of the Domestic Nuclear Detection Office. We take care of you, your family, and other Americans, and work to keep everybody safe from dangerous radiation.
And could you tell us a little bit about your job?
So in my job, my team and I, we work with policemen and firemen and other law enforcement officers to detect materials that have radioactive signatures. And then if we find them, we find a way to figure out where it came from, who might have made it, and stop it.
How does radiation form?
So radiation is essentially when energy is transmitted in the way of waves or from particles. Sometimes these heavy, heavy particles, like uranium, for example, it takes a lot of energy for these bigger atoms like uranium to stay formed. And so when these become unstable, they try to break apart into smaller atoms. And when they do that, energy is released, and that is radiation. You know about Albert Einstein now, right?
Right.
Right. So his famous equation is E is mc squared, right?
Uh-huh.
And essentially what that means is mass can be used to create energy, and that's essentially what happens. Radiation happens when big atoms that soak up a lot of energy and get really, really big, and then they have to break apart into smaller atoms. And when they do that, they give the energy back, and that's radiation.
So, what is ionizing radiation?
Well, ionizing radiation is radiation that has enough energy so electrons can be knocked out of their electron shell in an atom. And here at DNDO, we particularly care about two types of ionizing radiation. The first is gamma radiation, and the second is neutrons. So the gamma radiation is something we care about because of materials like uranium, and that can be used to do bad things, and also plutonium, which just puts out neutrons, which could be used to do bad things too.
What kinds of uranium emit it? Does uranium-239 emit it?
So uranium typically emits gamma radiation. And so this is lower energy, and it is harder to detect. And you know that it can be stopped if we use heavier materials and materials with a higher atomic number, like lead, which is why the scientists here at DNDO look for different ways to detect uranium. And sometimes we use X-ray systems because uranium is dense, and on an X-ray image, it would show up as a dark black blob. And then we would know it was there.
I see. So, what does ionizing radiation do to our DNA?
So ionizing radiation, remember I told you it had enough energy to knock off the electrons from our atoms?
Yep.
It can cause cancer because it can damage our DNA. And so that can be good and that can be bad. Sometimes we use it to kill off cancer cells. And sometimes when you get too much of it, unfortunately, it can cause cancer.
What would happen if radiation was suddenly gone from the entire solar system?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. Well, I don't think it would be very good if we were to lose all radiation, because we actually do need radiation for a lot of good things, right? So, for example, did you know that bananas were radioactive?
Oh.
Yeah. And did you also know that we needed radiation to use in space exploration? We needed to have plutonium batteries, for example.
What?
Yep, we use small amounts of radiation in smoke detectors. And you know we need that to sniff for smoke if there's a fire, right?
Right.
And X-ray machines use radiation, so radiation helps doctors look inside of us and figure out if something's wrong.
I forgot about that.
And then we talked about radiation for medicine, like treating cancer patients. We use radiation on food to kill off little bugs and bacteria and parasites, so then it's safe for us to eat. And then, of course, one of the things we worry about is global warming, and so we want to have electricity from different sources. And nuclear power is another way radiation can help. So we don't want to get rid of everything radioactive and radiation. We just want to make sure that bad people don't use radioactive materials to do bad things.
What if just ionizing radiation was gone?
Well, no, that wouldn't help either, because remember we talked about those X-rays that look inside of you for your X-ray images?
Yep.
Yeah, X-rays are ionizing radiation.
What?
Yes.
So how is X-rays safe if they have ionizing radiation? Isn't there going to be a bunch of damaged DNA?
So this is why you make sure that you don't get a lot of X-rays, right? So we use X-rays carefully. We only use just as much as we need to get the pictures we need. We don't ever do too much, because then you're right, it could be damaging, it could hurt us. So doctors know how to use X-ray machines carefully so that they don't harm us too much.
So today is a win-win for me.
Oh, thank you, Nate. It was a win-win for me, too.
Yeah, not just that I get to record this with you. Well, I'm really excited about that. Though tomorrow's my birthday.
Tomorrow's your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, one day early. How old will you be?
Six.
You'll be six? Oh, my gosh. You have so many fun days ahead of you.
Yeah, and I have a Mexican Olympian coin.
You do?
Yeah.
Where did you get the Mexican Olympian coin?
From my Grandpa Ray and my Grandma Sue.
Oh? Where did your Grandpa Ray and your Grandma Sue get it?
Well, they got it probably in Mexico from the Olympics.
Oh, did they go to the Olympics?
They probably did. I'm also going to get this dog named Zoomer. He is a robotic dog.
Ah.
Okay, back to radiation.
Okay, back to radiation. What should we talk about?
So, should people be concerned about radiation?
So, you should only be concerned about radiation if you're exposed to too much of it. You should not be concerned about radiation if it is being used to help you if you're sick. if you're hurt, if you have smoke detectors, it's too little to be worried about. But people like me, people like all of us here at DNDO, at the Domestic Nuclear Detection Office, across the government, we worry about materials that emit radiation that could also do us other kinds of harm. And so we protect everybody by detecting them, securing them, and taking them out of the mainstream so people are not exposed to them.
So say you're some sort of weirdo that goes on a plane every day, and then you get a bunch of low radiation, but by the 1,000th day of doing it, you feel very weak and start having some severe symptoms.
So, now, weirdos don't need to do it because pilots do it every day, right?
Yeah.
So, they don't typically get sick. In fact, one of my cousins is a pilot and he flies all over the world every day. And so, they are exposed to a good bit of radiation, but my cousin hasn't fallen sick yet, thank God, and he seems to be doing fine.
What are pilots' secrets?
What are their secrets? Oh, I don't know. But remember now, they fly in airplanes that have some protection, right? So the metal gives them some protection. But still, flying at high heights certainly gives them some doses of radiation, and they do have to be careful. But again, the additional risk is not as high as the overall cancer rate, so we don't have to worry too much about it.
So, say you just found a piece of radioactive uranium, and you run it through all the tests, and you found out that this guy named Charlie made it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what do you do?
Well, then we would work with all the right parts of the government to make sure that if there was more of that material, it was securely kept away and wouldn't fall into the hands of somebody bad. If somebody had stolen the material, we would find them and we would put them away behind bars just as we would any other thief. And we would make sure that there would be no harmful effects from the materials that we had found. Nate?
What?
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
So I heard that you wanted to be a chemist. Is that true?
Yes.
So one of the things we worry about at DNDO a lot is a topic called radiochemistry. Do you know a lot about radiochemistry?
No, not really.
Ah, so would you like me to tell you a little about it?
Sure.
So when we find material that is radioactive, we want to know, where did it come from? Who could have made it? How could it have been made? When was it made? And all these questions are answered by radiochemists. They look at the materials, they look at the different types of particles, they look at the signatures, isotopes, the color, the texture. And from all of this, they help us find where this material could have come from. So radiochemists are essentially like detectives. So when you grow up, do you think maybe you'd like to come and be a detective with us?
I sure would do that.
I think that would be lovely.
Thank you for coming on my show, Hubanga Wadia.
Thank you for having me, Nate. It was my pleasure.
You're welcome. There you have it, folks. The show about science is complete. Dad, you can shut the recording off.
Hey, scientists. How critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.